See if you can just let your body and mind deeply relax. And that experience of relaxing is as though you are letting go of any control, any needing to make the mind be in a certain way. And your body is balanced in a balanced position, so the muscles are free to just relax and let go, and the body won't topple over. And let yourself enjoy and be aware of that sensation of letting go and relaxing. Whatever the feelings may be or the thoughts may be, just simply let them be as they are. The only change that you're bringing about is one of non-clinging, simply relaxing, not pushing away, not controlling, just deeply relaxing. You might take some deep breaths just to help you let go of any stress that might be held in the body and mind. As you just simply let things be as they are, let the mind be as it is, and the body, the environment. See if you can notice your own presence, the me, your own self. Yourself is actually self-evident, self-effulgent, and it doesn't conflict with whatever the mind, the body, your perceptions are doing. You simply notice it, that noticing in no way conflicts or competes with whatever thoughts or feelings might be there. It's just that you're noticing your own presence that is self-evident, shining amidst and pervasive to all of the experiences that are taking place. Thoughts in the mind, feelings, physical sensations, sounds you might be hearing. And in this noticing of your own presence, the mind is given an opportunity to come into, in a sense, to come into relationship with you. So the mind is given an opportunity to recognize its own self. Which is an important recognition for the mind, because the mind discovers that yourself, your own presence, never changes. It doesn't come and go. It doesn't have moods. The presence of myself is constant. This constant being that I am, you say, is Ananda, fullness, wholeness. Not lacking. As you notice your own nature, see if you can appreciate why the word Ananda would be used as a description of your nature. The mind and body just deeply, deeply relax. Allowing the simplicity of your own presence to come more to the forefront. Your mind, just notice who you are. What is its truth? Let the mind notice the nature of its self, the stability, the fullness. Let your mind relax into your own presence. Don't worry about whether it's thinking or not thinking. It doesn't matter. You just let it relax into the presence of your own being. And let your own being as though embrace the mind and the body and your perceptions. Let your own presence totally fill your experiences, the body, the mind, the perceptions, not the body and the mind, and your perceptions totally relax. Into that presence. You can relax so much into that presence that the presence itself becomes dominant. Kind of like the pot relaxing into the clay. The clay becomes dominant, even though all along it was the reality of the pot. But the pot relaxing into the clay, that reality becomes dominant. As I relax into my own being, my being becomes dominant. From the standpoint of the mind. Does my being lack anything? Do I want it to be different?